Welcome, Manifiners. Third time's a charm. I am Alina Bard, and you have found the Manifinies podcast, where you come from many epiphanies to expand your God box and bring mindfulness to your day. You're hearing a little blooper reel here at the beginning, because I have tried this two times. Now this is the third, and I think it'll work this time. So I hope that you have a comfortable place to sit or a cup of coffee to sip for this episode. Starting with laughter, hopefully, is a good sign. Today is about spiritual direction and about the awareness that everything is spiritual. So thank you for tuning in. As you may know, I have a degree in spiritual formation, but even though I studied self-awareness, shame, grace, knowing God, knowing myself with many personality tests, especially the Enneagram, which you've heard me mention a few times, and took even a psych exam, actually, there's always more to learn and to grow in. Spiritual health is just like physical health. Our muscles get weak when they're not used, so we have to exercise the spiritual muscles like our third eye or our gut's intuition to know or manifest our destiny. This is a constant practice because the distractions and common practices of the world are to take things as they are and accept them with complacency. So I'm calling you this week to rise up and not be complacent. Do not be unconcerned with your destiny or with the destiny of the world. This is the time where the universe is in alignment to provide a kick or a jump start to your next chapter. The heavens are listening, so pray for their assistance and for a revelation of God. Faith, like a mustard seed, can move mountains. And I can tell you this week that I've had a lot of that in my own life. So it's true. It really is. But we're here to talk about spiritual direction. Not that that wasn't all spiritual direction, because it totally was, but what is spiritual direction? Spiritual direction is a way to dig deep and be mindful about your way of life and your own self-care. It's to constantly question where God is working in your life and to take time to reflect on the goodness and listen for direction and discernment. So it's really spiritual formation. So as a director, I strive to encourage, to actively listen, and to share in the feelings and the walk and the growth of someone's spirituality. As a director, I hope that I become kind of like a soul friend, someone who's a kindred spirit, who says that all questions are worth exploration, whether it be through curiosity or surrendering to a higher power or sitting in silence or recognizing and honoring the struggle. It's a place of openness and vulnerability. It's a place without judgment. Through spiritual formation, we mindfully and intentionally develop our spiritual lives through surrendering and opening our hearts to meet God as we are, wherever we may be in this lifetime. It's a place for intentional transformation and development and growth as we partner with someone who also strives to connect with the divine on an intimate level, on a soul level. Since it's a place free from judgment and expectations, it's free from to-do lists. So it's not a place where you come to get homework. It's a peaceful place. At least most often for me, when I meet with my director, I've met with a director. It's a time to be grounded and settled. It's a time to pause and reflect and look at things in my life with objectivity. Things shift in this time as I reset my intentions for the next month or the upcoming projects or things that I've been unsure about. And again, that's not in a to-do list way, but in a way that provides security and subtle but meaningful changes to my mindset and the inner workings of my heart, mind, and soul. This ensures that the background music playing on my soul strings are positive, that the back burner is intentional and meaningful and open. It's a time that I get a lot of visions and revelations about what's next in life and how God can speak to me through pictures. I was meeting with a director in school a long time ago and got this vision of kind of like taking a cup in the ocean and it being very full and then God's hand over my hand dumping that water out. And I don't know that I can explain what it meant to me in words, but the feeling related to it was comfort and knowing that it was time to empty the cup, empty my life of all the burdens and the obligations, and instead only take in the things that God wanted me to take in and the things that supported my higher purpose. And I hope that this podcast is that for you, something that allows you to, if just for 10 or 20 minutes, which is the goal for my timeline, to dump out all the things that are weighing you down and to just take a minute to really reflect on what you want to fill your cup with the goodness instead of the obligations. I was just reading a journal in Presence, and that's the Journal of Spiritual Direction. And Nick Wagner wrote about spirituality in Australia, and he said this quote, "Most of us learned to tell the story about God in a particular way, and we may have to become more open to surprising and delightful new ways to tell the story." And it hit me really hard because I believe that this is true for all of our lives. When we encounter the divine, we know that this ineffable thing is unlimited and unconfined. This is why I talk so much about expanding the God box and why I hope that this podcast will do so for you. My way to discern if something is true is to step out in faith and trust my gut and just ask God to give me a clear no if it's not him or if it's not right. That terminology might be a little boxy to you guys anyway, but I yearn to know what's his best and his intentions for my life and the good of those around me. And so I don't want to shut a door to something just because change is scary or just because I've never encountered it before. His way is narrow, I've heard, but even that might be interpreted differently by him than it is us. Maybe we're all quick to turn ourselves off to the world. Maybe we're quick to shut down. Maybe we avoid change and like common habits that make us comfortable. And so maybe it's being open to all possibilities that's rare. Maybe we're box people and we like to know the facts that people can't walk on water. And maybe Jesus comes and says, look, all things are possible through me, through faith. Now, isn't that mind-blowing? Spiritual direction, including this podcast, is your time to be settled and grounded and to listen to the Spirit as she reveals herself to you. I pray that Menophonies is a time and space where you can seek to open up your mind and body and spirit for raw truth and honesty and listen for God's voice through mine or speaking around what I have to say. Whatever you can read between the lines, I trust that God's speaking that to you. So it's a time to recognize and release guilt and shame and to listen to the whisper of God's heart. And then when the podcast is over, or maybe in the midst of it, to reset yourself on the right path. Those three R's are just, they're just going to be a theme, I guess. So taking the time to examine your spiritual life and trusting God to transform you is definitely a step of faith. And I would be honored to partner with you on that journey. I'm honored that you've listened to this and or other podcasts and have welcomed me to speak into your life and into your soul. Thank you for that privilege. I know I said that spiritual direction does not come with homework or to-do lists, but it seems very fitting for the podcast that there's always a little assignment and takeaway at the end. So I only have a few questions to ask you and leave with you today that you can meditate on throughout the week. First is, what background music is playing on your soul strings? What do you have playing on the record player on the back burner? What do you want to fill your cup with? That vision that I had of filling the cup with the ocean and then it being dumped back out. The ocean is really powerful. It's full of a lot of mystery. It has a lot of power. It can be dangerous. And yet, at least for me personally, it's one of the most peaceful things to watch and miraculous to just try to wrap your brain around tides and the moon and the creation of the earth. And so the ocean is a really big symbol for me in that vision. It has a lot of meaning, a lot of depth. And so dumping it back out and trusting it back to the ocean has just as much meaning. So I challenge you to think about that. What do you want to fill your cup with? And what do you need to dump out and hand back to the earth, to the universe, to God maybe, and say, remove this burden from me. Let the cycles of the world take care of it. I don't need to carry this burden anymore. What obligations do you need to pour out into the ocean? Just meditate on that one. If this Monifony has impacted your life for the better, please leave a review, share, and subscribe. I know leaving a review on iTunes is weird, and so a lot of people were asking me how to do it. So I left instructions at the end of last week's podcast, so I hope you heard them. But I want to encourage you again to comment and leave your thoughts and reflections on our Facebook or to email me directly. From the bottom of my soul, I hope this has been a Monifony.